The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports this past year 88% of cotton, 91% of soybeans, and 85% of the corn crops planted were genetically altered. That means corn syrup, cotton cloth, hydrogenated soybean oil are all more than likely from genetically engineered crops. Margaret Mellon is with the Union of Concerned Scientists. She says farmers might embrace them, but genetically engineered crops have not really advanced American agriculture that much.
I'm not saying that there are no benefits, but they're really modest. It really hasn't had an impact on yield, which is what we really need if we're going to increase the amount of food in the world and feed more people.
The makers of genetically engineered seeds say their crops do increase yields by stopping weeds and insect damage. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.